Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida station, right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping up and keeping America rolling along, as well as our big-time highway heroes, I call them, our truck drivers, the male and women, male and female, that are out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. We've got, from California, on the telephone line, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and they're out there waiting for him, and here we go. Uh-huh. It's a beautiful night in Tampa. It's around 80 degrees, and a lot of people are outside, sitting under the umbrellas. All right, thank you. All right, there they go. Okay, we'll let them go by the wayside because they made enough noise for one night. Okay, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start the show with Joe Biden yesterday. He was talking about vaccines, and I'm going to play this for a reason. Here is Greg Cluxton reporting, and we'll hear what he had to say.
With COVID-19 cases on the rise nationwide, the president is urging unvaccinated Americans to get their shots.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated.
He says nearly all new COVID infections are among the unvaccinated.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe.
The president says his administration is following the advice of science and health officials, and there's been no change to masking guidelines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, there's a little caveat with the statement we just heard, especially when he said, if you are vaccinated, you are safe.
Right. Yeah, that's quite a statement that he just made.
Well, you're better off vaccinated if you get it than you are if you're not. But here's the story about the people that are getting infected. 40% of this week's coronavirus cases come from the states of Florida, Missouri, and Texas. And the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, said that Florida contributed to the highest number of cases, with one in five, or 20%, of the infections coming here in this state alone. Now, here's why that was happening. The vast majority of those infected this week were not vaccinated.
Yes, that's exactly what we're hearing. And, of course, it does It does point up a very, very interesting comparison. There are some cases that we know of people who have been fully vaccinated, as it were, or had the two shots, maybe that's a better way of putting it, that have come down with COVID. However, that looks to be, of course, the exception and not the rule.
Very few.
Exactly. But it is exactly right that if you're not vaccinated, you run a very high risk of contracting COVID, especially the Delta variant, which is some 200 times, I think, more transmissible.
Correct.
than the COVID prime, as it were.
And just because you've been vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to get the Delta variant. But if you do get it, guess what? You're not going to be as sick as you would have been.
Well, precisely. And from what everything that we know about COVID-19, the Delta variant of it and so forth, it's not something that anybody would ever want to have in any regard. And if it befalls you, you want to make sure that you're as protected as possible, but because you could have long-term health effects from it.
And I wanted to get that out there right to begin with so that the people could hear that this is not somebody just blowing smoke up your butt when you hear this and they go, oh, it's not true. Yeah, it is true. It is true. But it's not true to the extent that people would lead you to believe that there's millions and millions of people getting sick because of this, that, and the other. No, we have about 45% of the country that hasn't been vaccinated yet?
That's about right, yes.
All right, and in our state in Florida, we have about 30 to 35% of the people that haven't been vaccinated. We're almost to the plateau where we need to be to have our
herd immunity.
Yeah, herd immunity, almost to the point. And we probably will be because come college time, come school time and whatnot, that there'll be more people who have to be vaccinated if they want to go back to school and whatnot. But we'll see how that works out. Now, a massive internet outage yesterday affected major USA websites to include Delta, FedEx, and more, including Airbnb.
That's true, and basically this involves an internet provider or a content provider called Acama that worked through something called Edge DNS. Now, DNS stands for Domain Name Service. That's what helps to resolve your internet address when you go to some of these web or to any website, and that, separate an outage, they seem to be able to get it back up and running fairly quickly. But it was massive, yes.
Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. All right, folks, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about General Milley again. He was in the news, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and what he had to say. And, you know, I'm beginning to think that all of this is happening because the guy went to Princeton. We'll see. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And I'll tell you who went to that website and sent me a message just a little bit ago. Leo in Miami. Leo with Cubans for Trump. And he's down there telling me they had another building situation down there that they were concerned about, and they've evacuated the people from the building. We did hear about that, and it's the building that we mentioned a couple of days ago or whatever. But hopefully everybody will be okay, and we'll see. But that's a scary thing down there now with the high-rise buildings along the beach. Now, I was talking to somebody yesterday, a friend of mine, and they were saying, boy, you've been talking about Relief Factor for a long time. Does that stuff really work? And I said, hell yeah. I've been taking it now for just a little bit more than 6 years. And the truth of it is that I know there's millions of other people like me that have got arthritis or bursitis or they've got some sort of problem with their back or their neck or their shoulder or their hip, or maybe they got knee pain. And I'm telling you, if you're suffering and you don't know what to do and you load yourself up with a bunch of Aleve or ibuprofen or whatever, this works better because it's all natural. The product itself is all natural. And what it does is the turmeric resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it either lowers it or eliminates it altogether. Plus, if you've got inflammation, if that's a problem, it'll go and take care of the inflammation. I know because I do have that problem, and I've been taking it for that reason, and it works. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and speeds up the healing process.
So, for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95, the 3-week quick start, by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and get the product that way, $19.95. All you got to lose is pain. And if you get like the product and it works for you, you'll start getting automatic shipments once that runs out. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking about General Milley. Now, I'm going to lay this out pretty thick, and here's why. West Point graduates don't act the way this General Milley has been. And I thought to myself, until I did a little research and found out that he actually went to Princeton, that's where he graduated from, that maybe that's why he's a little different than some of the other standard run-of-the-mill generals that came out of West Point. You think?
Very possible.
Very
yeah.
liberal college, right?
Right.
So it kind of explains maybe a little bit of his thinking, correct?
Right.
Now, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was giving an action report talking about the Taliban. He said that the Taliban now controls over half of the 419 district centers in Afghanistan, and while they've yet to capture any of the country's 34 provincial capitals, they're getting close, and they've got pressure, real pressure, on half of those 34 provincial capitals, including Kandahar, and they're just outside Kabul. And we already know that our embassy over there is going to be like an island in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, exactly right. And he went on to talk about how the Taliban seems to have what he calls strategic momentum, that it seems to be with them. The narrative out there, he says, is clearly that the Taliban are winning.
Let me explain what strategic momentum is. It's called the will to win.
Mm-hmm.
The will to win. And they've been going after each other for so long over there. I mean, this is a problem that we had. We went in there to do a job. We got it done. We should have left a few thousand troops behind, maybe a couple thousand, something like that, to kind of keep the peace and continue to train their people. But we got into this nation-building mode. We can't do that because these people don't want their nation to be rebuilt. They just want to be left alone.
Yeah, as we look back on it, of course, over the past 20 years or so with the hindsight, and it's also ironic, Captain, that back during the 2000 election, nation building was actually, you know, talked about as part of the campaign. And even then, candidate Governor Bush said he wasn't into nation building, but got thrust into, obviously, for historic happenings and so forth that occurred.
I'll tell you how that started.
How's that?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney.
Well, but again, and so you follow this line that seems to be, that seems to follow, and that is, okay, yes, if we can establish a democracy and a centralized government and this kind of thing, but unfortunately what we're seeing even now, Captain, with the Taliban is clearly a major force, the major force, but even the Taliban has to navigate through the warlords or the regional tribal leaders.
Warlords are back. The tribal leaders are back. They had been silent for a while because the government was running the show, but now the warlords are back running the show in those provinces, so that's what's going to happen. But see, they're going to wind up being the ones that have to fight with the Taliban.
Right, right. Ultimately, though, the notion that Afghanistan in general can become another seedbed for terrorism, that's what we got to be concerned with.
Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I don't know if it was you, Captain, but I distinctly remember hearing where they were talking about, I guess the defense secretary wants to weed out, extremism in the military.
We've talked about that about 2 weeks ago or so.
Right. But, you know, you kind of run a situation where it's very dangerous because, you know, if, for instance, you say something bad about Black Lives Matter, you know, that could get you flagged. You know, that could get you looked at closer. And my question is, you know, how are troops expected to do their job when they have to also worry about, you know, what they say or how they acted or, you know, any of the combination of those. To me, you know, when you're out there fighting, the last thing you should have to worry about is something that you said could maybe come back and maybe hurt your career or get you tossed out of there altogether. It's absolutely ridiculous. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, it's not what you say. It's what you look at on the Internet. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, of course.
Because if you, if your Internet activity had you looking at anything Black Lives Matter, that immediately got you flagged. And by the way, that'll get anybody flagged right now, according to what we've heard the FBI is looking for.
Well, right. But to Mike's point as well, I think that what happens when you are nervous about anything that you might say or do, even inadvertently, innocuously, that could be misinterpreted as some kind of political thing that the for lack of a better term, the ruling party doesn't like.
Well,
you know, we might think about what things were like for Soviet soldiers.
Well, let's explain this a little bit further. Okay, you've got the generals, right?
Right.
And that's all a political deal because those guys are appointed by Congress, correct?
Right.
Full-bird colonels are also appointed by Congress, correct?
Right.
That's also politics because all the colonels want to be generals. Lieutenant colonel's a little different story. So from lieutenant colonel to major to captain to second lieutenant to first lieutenant to the warrant officers 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's a little different. By the time you get down to the NCOs, the senior NCOs, except for the command sergeant majors, which are appointed positions by the generals, because the command sergeant major works with a general, usually. You have the senior command sergeant major. But the guys down the line, the sergeants and the corporals and the spec fours and that sort of thing, they're the ones that run the Army. The sergeants make the Army go, and the military in general, and I guess in the Navy would be the petty officers, the chief petty officers. So we haven't been, they haven't been infiltrated to that level, so they're just tolerating what's going on, knowing that there's going to be a big change here in a couple of years. And there is going to be a big change. The mood of the country is like something I don't believe I've seen. With so much excitement, even with all the Donald Trump stuff, people are so excited right now, they can't wait. They wish they could vote today.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Captain, it kind of reminds me this idea that it used to be that, you know, nobody could fly the Atlantic until Charles Lindbergh came along. And then, of course, everybody started flying the Atlantic. What President Trump demonstrated with Trumpism is that things can get done. And now that that cat's out of the bag, it scares the Democrat Party elite.
All right. Well, this cat and that cat on the telephone line are going to take a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy is going to tell you something that you need to know.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. The Hill reported that the outage also affected the website of the upcoming 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. And Mark Walters will be on the Monster Cast this weekend. You'll hear him Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all across the country. Check your radio local listings. He's on many of the same stations that I'm on. He's also played at different times. He might not be at 8 o'clock. He might be at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 or 12 or whatever the situation might be, but check your local listings to find out. Now, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, is changing the game, and he's doing it with his 6-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, which means it's made in the USA. It makes it extremely exorbitant. The towels are really great. I've got a set, and by the way, my second set came yesterday. Yet it still provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with 2 bath towels, and these are big bath towels. They're kind of like a flag, a big flag. And they're you got two big hand towels, 2 washcloths. And this whole thing typically retails for $109.99, but for a limited time, you talk about saving money. Oh, you get this set for the low price of $39.99. You save $70. With a promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. You just go to the website, mypillow.com, click on the radio listener specials link that's there to get this insanely low price of $39.99 in the towel set. Now, you'll also find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. So, the promo code is CAPTAIN. You can call them if you want and order it that way, 800-641-5459. If you want to speak to a live voice, 800-641-5459. For these great radio specials, again,
Click on the Radio Listener Specials. That's where they have all the specials with the deep discounts, and you got to have a promo code to buy them. And the promo code you need is CAPTAIN. Or, one more time in the phone number, 800-641-5459. Back to Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, you got your pillow yet?
Well, I do have my pillow. I've had one for a long time, and it really is exactly what he says it is. It does exactly what he says.
I would expect to hear nothing other than that.
Yeah.
So far, I'm very pleasantly surprised at everything I've gotten. All right, now, things are heating up in California, and it's got little to do with the weather. It has to do with the recall Gavin Newsom election campaign, as the candidates should now have been finalized by the Affirmative Action Secretary of State, with Larry Elder's victory in court getting himself on the ballot. So now he's on the ballot, and it kind of looks like as if, and I was looking at the polls yesterday, the leader, the Republican leader in the clubhouse is Larry Elder right now.
Well, yes, I think he has name recognition, first and foremost, coming into this race. Of course, Larry Elder knows all about the issues. We've heard him talk, so many times, not only on his radio show, but as a frequent guest on Fox News, and talk about all these different things. So I think the Newsom camp is actually very worried about Larry Elder.
They should be.
They should be, exactly. In fact, we're now starting to see advertising here in California about how the recall is a Republican power grab. They're trying to link it by using imagery and so forth to the January 6th Capitol incident.
I saw.
So they're trying to do all these things, and it does mean that they're scared. And Gavin Newsom, of course, is looking at masking for kids in school, possible other mask mandates that could be coming down the pike, not just for county, but maybe for state if things.
Got him in this mess to begin with, was shutting down the state and requiring masks to go everywhere. The people don't want to go backwards; they want to go forward.
That's exactly right. And so Newsom is also trying to, and he's getting some pretty favorable coverage too about all the big stuff he's signing or trying to give away and trying to make everybody feel like, okay, everything's great, don't worry about a thing. I don't think it's going to work too good. It's going to be very, very close. It's an uphill battle,
yeah,
that's for sure. But yeah, Larry Elder, I think, has a real shot at this.
Everything is wonderful. Everything is good. Everything is so wonderful and good.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Well, sure. But meanwhile, people are looking at the gas prices. They're looking at what's happening in California generally. They're looking at the homeless issue. And I can tell you firsthand that wherever you go, you are seeing this issue front and center. It doesn't matter what part of California you're in, Southern California, Orange County, L.A. County, it doesn't matter. To some degree or another, it's more intense in different locations, perhaps, but it is pervasive.
Well, gas is creeping back up again because oil is creeping back up. And it's up now, West Texas crude this morning to $71.91. It went up $1.61 yesterday. Brent crude is up to $73.79. It went up $1.56 yesterday. And the futures on oil are up to 82 from 80. That's where we started the week. Gasoline is up, 8 cents a gallon after having dropped 18. Now it's back up 8 cents. And diesel is up, 5 cents after having dropped 19 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at right now. So it's creeping back up again. Now, it's already clear that it was going to be a dumpster fire when Nancy Pelosi made one of the Democratic picks, avowed Trump hater Representative Liz Cheney, an appointee to her little committee. Now, Cheney is not really a Republican candidate, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
And she is running for re-election, I might add, and they're primarying her, too. So we'll see what happens. There's a military colonel, Air Force colonel, who was stationed in Wyoming, who moved back to Wyoming from your state of California, and is running against her. Now, Cheney came out after the news about Pelosi's refusal and said that she supported Pelosi with what she was doing. And, of course, there's already multiple investigations going on into the riot, and particularly the one by the FBI. But Pelosi wants to have a committee, one that she can castigate the Republicans, make false accusations against them, talk about how bad they all were going into the 2022 elections. It's sad. It's gross. It's everything that's wrong about America. But I hope that the people realize this is going to get her butt handed to her on a platter, and it's going to be the final goodbye for Nancy Pelosi if she tries to pull all this stunt with this committee and all that stuff. People know differently.
Well, sure. That's exactly right. And also, I think we can strongly infer here that the Democrats are very frightened about what 2022 really means by their actions. This is all about rehashing Trump because that is something that they feel they can get their hooks into for an election campaign. And so it's not about fact-finding. Why not have prominent Republicans on the committee? What are they afraid of? Are they afraid that the facts just aren't going to be obvious or come out, or what are they afraid of that might come out? So again, it's a big political stunt. It's writing a narrative, and it's incredibly obvious.
We're still hearing about Joe Biden's CNN town hall that did not go very well. He completely lost his mind. His cognitive ability was on full display. We could see that he has a terrible problem. He talked about aliens. He praised Xi Jinping, and he told several lies along the way. But other than that, I suppose he did a great job.
Well, yeah, and I guess if there's Don Lemon standing there, I thought he probably thought this is going pretty well. But I don't think it did well. I don't know. I don't think a whole lot of people watched it, per se.
No.
But that being said, yes, it was another display of Joe Biden sort of searching around for his words and kind of coming up with stringing words together that didn't really seem to go places a lot of the time.
Yeah, and he did definitely have a problem trying to make his point, and he just kind of rambled on. Now, speaking of points, remember Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, yes, Francis O'Rourke, yeah.
Beto, I'm going to call him. He has just put $600,000 on the table for the Democrats there in Washington, D.C.
Okay, right.
From his campaign.
Right.
I'm not sure that he can do that. I don't think he can do that with campaign money, but he just did it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And this is the guy who said, you know, sure they were going to come through their AK-47. He just, you know, I think I remember him saying something to that effect, and it's just out there now. But he's a Democrat, though, Captain. So he could do whatever he wants, and
but,
it's probably
but $600,000.
I agree.
I mean,
yes.
What the hell? They're going to go out and party every night all over town? Oh,
well. No. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you. Go out there, find one of those big old puppies, pull on in there with your big rig or your RV, and become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club, and save yourself some money on down the line, because what will happen is, once you do that, you get points for the fuel you drive, points for the fuel that you buy, and points for whatever you buy in the store as well. And it can save you a lot of money, and you can use it on down the line, just like as if the points you can take right off the price of your food in the store and your supplies that you're buying. Not the fuel, but everything else you can. Alrighty, we're going to get a little funk going on here tonight, and I mean we are going to just kind of get down with the sound. So, here we go.
Yeah.
Doing that show or that song along the lake shore of Lake Michigan on the Chicago side.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Now, I never heard of them before. They're called Pimps of Joy Time, and it's Jacks the Funk, but it had a beat to it.
It does, and I got to tell you, they also, I think, get the award for great band name, Pimps of Joy Time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's an all-girl band that was playing behind him.
Yep.
He was the lead guitarist, and he had a girl drummer and a couple of, let's see, had a saxophone player, had a trumpeter, had a bass player, had somebody playing, looked like a chord organ there, so there you go. But anyway, that's them. Okay, well, we're going to get into the weather, and we're going to tell you what it is that's going on, because we do have some weather to talk about tonight. And out west, I guess we're kind of stuck in the mode out there or something, Kyle, because the monsoon of heavy rain and strong thunderstorms will continue across the southwest and Four Corners region through the weekend. Wow, lots of flooding. A moderate risk of excessive rainfall and flooding is in effect on Friday for a large portion of Arizona. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and large hail are likely Friday afternoon and evening from North Dakota into northern Minnesota. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are looking at that monsoonal moisture in the American Southwest. Certainly all through Arizona, we have flash flood watches and flash flood warnings that are going on. This in the Phoenix and Mesa area, also in the Tucson area. So if you're traveling near there, it's also up through Flagstaff. You've got flash flood watches. This also goes through most of New Mexico, up I-25, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, also Gallup, New Mexico, Alamogordo as well. Goes up into southern Colorado. This is going to be in the Telluride, Lake City, and Durango area as well tonight. Flash flood watches near Denver and Fort Collins, along with air quality alerts in those areas as well. Excessive heat warnings continue in the eastern part of Montana, and this goes all the way over to Butte. Looks like Missoula has kind of fallen off of that fire weather warning area for now, but continuing on through Billings and so forth. Also, of course, we've still got the fire burning, the Bootleg fire in southern Oregon, in the Fremont National Forest area, so be very careful of that between Highway 97, Highway 395. Now, Las Vegas, Nevada, earlier today, Captain, had a lot of that moisture and thunderstorms come through, even power out in some outlying areas of Las Vegas, and also damage and flooding, flash flooding reported as well. Lots of wind and about 100 degrees temperature at that time, so gives you an idea just how much moisture and how many storms we're really getting with this system that's going through.
Okay, and right now up in Minnesota and the western part of Wisconsin, they've got a heat advisory there, but that's also going to get some bad weather up in there. There's going to be some thunderstorms come rolling along from North Dakota, and the Twin Cities is kind of on the edge of that, but it goes south of there as well in the central part of Minnesota down towards the Iowa line. And then going on back down, we've had this going on all week long. We've got flooding going on in the Kansas City, Missouri area and Kansas City, Kansas area from all the rain they've had up above. So they still got the flood warning down there in those areas. And then we're looking over to the east, going up into New England. I don't see anything to bother anybody there. The only other thing I see right now is in North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina. And it looks like Tennessee, as well as a little part of South Carolina. We've got the stagnant air with the poor air quality alert up through there. And that is causing a little bit of a glaze at night, like kind of like a fog, but not really. It's almost like driving in an ice storm, you know, where your headlights blend in with the clouds.
Right.
So it makes it a little bit difficult to see, so you want to allow yourself a little extra time if you're traveling up through the gorge there on I-40 or I-85 up through North Carolina. Now, the other thing is we've got a high heat warning for the Panhandle in Florida today, for Mobile, Alabama today, for New Orleans today. Temperatures are going to be very warm in that area. There will be some thunderstorms moving along, I'm sure, because we're back into our mode down here in Florida and pretty much along the Gulf, where we have the afternoon thunderstorms that kick up after all the heat and humidity during the daytime. Now, there is a rain in South Florida tonight, south of Lake Okeechobee, from about West Palm Beach all the way over to Naples and on down south into the southern part of Florida, Marathon, and might be as far as Key West, but it's kind of spotty going down a little further down below Marathon. So there will be some rain there today, and there will be some thunderstorms, and right now it's very wet down there in that area. So, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to everybody by the Pallet and the Flying J. Get on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll be able to save a bunch of money.
That's exactly right, Captain. As you're going around the highways and byways, whether you're a professional driver, if you're out in your RV and on a trip this summer, be sure to stop into the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to their website, pilotflyingj.com. They've got the locator function there. You can search your area. You can plan your trip accordingly to find the Pilot or Flying J near you. And when you go there, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Download the My Rewards Plus app as well. That'll help you to track your points, see what you've got and so forth. And it's really, really recommended to do that. And also, Captain, the food that you're going to find at the Pilot or Flying J is going to be top-notch, exactly what you ordered as you come off the road.
Yep, and we'll be right back with more folks right after the top of the hour news at hour number two. Kyle Warren and myself here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and got a lot more stuff to talk about. Boy, it's going to be a busy night when we come back. All righty. I'll see you right after the news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.